10 minutes after 7 o'clock, WXRO Morning Show on the road today. We are live from Columbus, Wise Guys Auto on Water Street in Columbus. Dave is the guy that owns the place, and hanging out with him, talking about Spam Macaroni and Cheese. Spamaroni and Cheese, I think, is the official name of it. Dave invented it last night.
Yeah, and then he's very happy with it, too. He's had a big smile on his face ever since.
Are you going to open a restaurant now that you got a car dealer? A combination car fix-it place and a restaurant.
I don't think so. I mean, it's good, but it's not that good. And it's definitely not my original idea. A guy that I used to work next to was like a spam-eating fiend. And just a great guy, and we shared a lot of fun stories together. But he kind of turned me on to the spam and just all the different ways to make it and put it in a salad. And I don't know exactly what, but it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. He was trying to get in or something?
Was that lady trying to get in? There was somebody that was...
Yeah, there's a lady in that car.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Bill's standing up and talking. We can't hear him, but
I think it's Kristen.
Is that Kristen?
I don't think that was Kristen, was it?
I don't know. It might have been Kristen.
Huh.
Yeah. Who knows? A little slippery on the roads this morning, folks. You heard maybe, I don't know if you heard Jennifer from early today, but temperatures are going to get up around 40, which means it's going to be warm enough that you're not going to have to worry about it. The rain is just going to be rain. But I don't know how it was, Bill, when you came. You came here about a half an hour after me. Was it at all icy or anything like that?
It was right on the border. Because John Kraft said, as I was driving down, that it was 35.
Oh, okay.
So that's when you're getting to the point where it's not officially freezing, but it's pretty close.
Right.
Because when I let the dog out last night about, I don't know, 9:30 or 10, it was snowing.
Yeah, yes.
And, I mean, it looked like it was, you know, almost snowing with bad intent. Yeah, yeah. I woke up this morning and it was this just yucky, drizzling junk.
The stuff that we all just love so much.
Yeah.
So Dave, you got into the business of fixing cars. Was that something you always wanted to do ever since you were a kid, or did it just like all of a sudden, was it an epiphany and you said, I'm going to do this?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I wanted to be like a policeman or firefighter or something like that when I was little, and then it kind of evolved into like a race car driver or, I don't know, a jungle warrior. I don't really know. But as I got older, I was really interested in cars. We ran some carts on the dirt and did some stuff like that growing up, and then it just kind of turned into, you know, doing a lot of stuff on cars. My dad has always been into cars and stuff, and I just, I don't know, you grow up and you're just around this stuff, and you get really good at it. Like fixing a car and doing car repairs, I'm very efficient and I can do very well. And but when you get into something like carpentry or something like that, it's a little aggravating to me because like I'm not super smooth with it. So I'm like, oh God, I better measure that again. Or
yeah, right.
Oh man, you know what I mean? So just working on cars just always went so well for me and just kind of second nature.
Is there like a cutoff day? Because Rick and I are both old. And we talk about how cars used to be, where even guys like us that weren't terribly mechanically inclined could, you know, kind of go in your car and you could change your own oil.
You turn a wrench.
There was some stuff you could do. But when did the cars with the computers and everything like that, when did that happen where you had to really learn a lot more in order to take care of cars?
Well, I think there was quite a few different steps. First off, in like the late 70s and 80s, they started vacuum controlling everything. So you opened your hood and you had 10,000 vacuum lines running everywhere. And you were almost afraid to touch anything because you would break it, you wouldn't know how it went back together or whatever. And I think it got super complicated super fast. They took a normal carburetor, they put like choke pull-offs on them, they put idle kick-ups, they put all of these things on there in order to get them to operate. And I think those years turned a lot of people off. Now, I mean, yeah, cars are computer controlled. They have modules that do almost everything, but they've taken away the craziness of the vacuum systems and things like that, and they simplified it with wiring and electrical and inputs, outputs, and processes, and just kind of made it, I feel, a little easier. I'm more comfortable working on a new car than I am working on an old car with a vacuum system that only Albert Einstein can figure out.
Right. What was the stuff we were trying to think of it the other day? Because I had a 74 Le Mans, and I had to it had a hard time starting it. What I had to do was take off the air cleaner and then put something in to open up the little butterfly thing. What's the stuff you used to spray in there?
Guys had, like, there's a bunch of different, like, things. Yeah. But seafoam used to be a big thing. Guys would dump seafoam into your engine or carb cleaner or something
Carb cleaner, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would ignite.
Oh, you bet.
Right.
Oh, it'd shoot blue flames out of there, man. The first time it happened, I was scared to death. But after a while, I kind of figured, oh, that's how my car starts. So.
My big thing now is, I mean, I do an oil change on a car with synthetic blend oil, good Wix filters, stuff like that, and a complete inspection of your vehicle. I have it up in the air. I walk around. I look at it, make sure everything's right. I do it for $26 plus tax. Right now they had oil change kits advertised. 5 quarts of oil and a filter was $21 plus tax.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't do it yourself because, yeah, you feel good doing it yourself and taking care of the household and doing those things like that. But for $5, you got a dude that'll walk around the thing and kick the tires and set pressures, top off fluids, do all those things. Yet besides, and then give you a heads up like, hey, let's do an air filter soon, or your trans fluid's getting a little dirty or whatever. I think the days of saving money or being money wise have kind of gone to the wayside by doing some of that stuff yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I went out and I bought the ramps and I bought the jack stands and I bought all that stuff. I'm going to change my own oil. And I did that on my old van. I had a 77 Chevy van that, like you said, Bill, was really easy to work on.
Sure.
I still remember laying underneath it in 13-degree weather and changing out the fuel pump. Yeah. I still remember doing that back in the day. It was easy because everything kind of made sense. Then we got to that crazy era where all of a sudden there were vacuum hoses and you couldn't. Well, now we're at the point where we have computers, and computers scare people. Computers sitting on a desk scare people. Just think what a computer in a car does to people. It scares the heck out of them. You can't. I just said that stuff is collecting dust in my garage right now because you're right. I can't do it for myself and be any cheaper. And I'm not going to be those, well, I like to do it because I like to do it. No, I don't like getting bloody knuckles. Thank you very much. No, I don't like laying underneath my car when it's 13 degrees outside. Bring it to somebody that knows what the hell they're doing and let them do it.
Exactly. And the biggest thing is you can do it. You bet. Somebody can do it. But to have the knowledge and know this is the way you inspect this style suspension for ball joint wear or tie rod wear or whatever, just to know the car line so well that you can look at things like that, know common problems. You're like, oh man, I better look at control arm bushings on this vehicle because they always wear out or whatever. It's just things like that that are worth that extra $5 or $10 or whatever, right. You know, that are worth that little bit extra to make sure that you're safe and your family's safe.
Yeah, I think the last time I changed my own oil on a vehicle was when I had my Escort, and I'm draining the oil and I'm thinking after a while, I'm like, gosh, this motor oil looks red.
Oh, no.
Yep. Took out the transmission fluid.
That's like a twofer. You get your oil change done and your transmission fluid.
And I did an accidental transmission flush.
Oh, jeez.
So after that, I said, yeah, you know, I think maybe we just have somebody else do this from now on.
Well, I mean, it's commonplace. I mean, if I'm having a situation where I got a bronchitis or a really bad cough or whatever, I'm not going to go and, well, I think I can figure this one out myself. I'll write myself my own meds. No, I'm going to go to a doctor. You know, if I'm going to have a house built, yeah, I can do a lot of stuff myself, but I don't know all the rules and regulations. I'm going to hire somebody that's a professional. Why is a car any different? I think because so many people, maybe like my age, grew up in an era where guys tinkered with cars.
Yeah, you bet. And the other thing is, like, when you come in for something and someone's like, yeah, you need lower ball joints and it's $250, you kind of get that sticker shock. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, $250? And the parts are, you know, whatever, $60? Man, I'm going to try doing this myself. I can save myself $200 here, you know? I mean, $200 is $200, you know? But it really comes down to, honestly, you take it in, it takes half a day. It's done. Yeah, it's $250, but the repair's done. It's done right. You don't have problems, and you're back on the street.
You brought up repair is done right. I mean, you stand behind your work, in other words.
You bet. I mean, my minimum warranty is like 12 months, 12,000 miles, and I'll stand behind anything for that. Sometimes you run into like a used part that's covered for 90 days or 30 days or whatever, And sometimes, like, when you're buying parts and buying better parts, they'll have a lifetime warranty. So the part will be covered for the lifetime that you own the vehicle, and the labor will be covered for the first 12 months. I stand behind my work. I do what is necessary to make the job right. Sometimes when you're in on a job and you're doing something, you're like, oh, man, this bolt doesn't look good or this doesn't look good. I just take that extra time to replace something or do something right just so that you don't have problems down the road. You see something like a exhaust heat shield that's rattling. Well, you just, when you're doing an oil change or whatever, you just put a clamp on it, make it right, and just help that person out. Because it's a lot easier to do it today when it's up in the air doing an oil change than it is to have the guy come back in 2 weeks and say, hey, my exhaust shield is making noise I noticed or whatever. And you're back in the shop, back in the air and doing that. I mean, you just, it takes you a couple minutes, just throw it on there, make it right the first time and make the person happy.
God, yeah, that's the other thing I used to do too. And I mean, not mechanically inclined at all, but when with exhausts falling and stuff, man, I had more coat hangers and stuff that I would take in there and wind around to hang up that exhaust system. And I mean, half the time it was just hanging on; it wasn't actually working anymore. But man, I used to do that stuff a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the way we kind of. Especially a guy that was going to college at Stevens Point. I mean, what do you expect? We're live at Wise Guys Auto, Water Street in Columbus. What's your telephone number over here, Dave?
Number is area code 920-623-9905.
Always going to be honest and upfront with you folks. Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. And we'll come back with Craig's local news next on 95.3.